Hi, I'm John Glass, NU6P, here at Advanced Computer Controls. Welcome to the RC850 Getting Started tape. We hope that you find this information informative and helpful. Before hooking up your new controller, please read through the manuals at least once. This will familiarize you with the controller's complete operation and will be time well spent. Be sure to have the manuals handy so that you can stop the tape and refer to appropriate sections. We will assume that you have connected receiver audio and COS to the controller, and that you have connected transmitter audio and push-to-talk from the controller to your transmitter. If you have the front panel display with a compatible touch-tone microphone and 8-ohm speaker, the receiver and transmitter do not need to be connected to program the controller. The controller may also be programmed over the phone. Simply plug the modular cord into a phone line and call the controller from another line. After it answers, you may enter touch tone commands just as you would from any other command channel, except that you must terminate each telephone command with the pound key. Connect plus 12 volts in both grounds to the power connector. Please see page 2-5 in the hardware reference manual for initial dip switch settings. You are now ready to power up your controller.
RC850V3.42.
All command code prefixes mentioned have been programmed into your controller at the factory and are listed on the programming sheet. First, we'll activate the touch tone pad test to make sure that all keys are being correctly decoded. Enter 5, followed by the keys that you want to test.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, S, zero, P, A, B, C, D.
Touch tones sent through the repeater receiver are completely muted, and they are replaced by the touch tone cover tone. This makes your system secure by not retransmitting the actual tones while letting other users know that the repeater is in use. Let's now activate some more of the user features. The controller has an internal temperature sensor and voltage sensing circuit. To read the current temperature, enter the voice response telemetry prefix followed by 15. The prefix is programmed at the factory as 8, so we'll enter 815.
"68 degrees."
816 gives us the onboard voltage.
12.6 volts.
For information on all of the remote metering capabilities, see the Operation Manual Chapter 8, Programming Reference Manual Chapter 13, and the Hardware Reference Manual. To make an auto patch, enter the auto patch activate prefix followed by the number that you want to call, all as one transmission. After on-keying, the controller will say auto patch, followed by a brief pause. The phone number will then be read back, followed by a second short pause. Briefly keying your mic during either pause causes the controller to dial the number. Enter star, followed by a phone number.
7273330.
Allowing the number to be read back assures the user that he entered it correctly before it is dialed. Hang up the patch with the patch hangup command, the pound key. Like all controller commands, you can make the hangup command any sequence that you wish. The controller has a 10-number emergency autodialer and a 240-number user-loadable autodialer. The user-loadable autodialer is separated into three banks, 0, 1, and 2. To load a number into location 30, enter the bank 0 load erase prefix, followed by 30, followed by a phone number, all as one sequence. Enter 45630 and a phone number.
1 dialed right.
To dial location 30, Enter the Bank 0 activate prefix and 30. Enter star 30. As with the auto patch, briefly keying your mic during either pause causes the controller to dial. Hang up an auto dial call with the patch hangup command, the pound key. I will discuss the emergency auto dialer in a few minutes. For all of the information on the auto patch and auto dialers, see Chapter 7, Telephone Interconnect, in the Operation Manual. Several remote base and link transceivers may be connected to your system. The controller can handle synthesized rigs with frequency readback like this.
146.52S. -444.625+.
In addition to the frequency readback, the link names, frequency prefixes, and courtesy tones are all remotely programmable. When a remote or link is up in the transmit mode, an additional courtesy tone is generated to alert users that they are going out the remote. For information on remote bases and links, see the Operation Manual Chapter 8, Programming Reference Manual Chapters 3, 6, 9, and 15. Also see the Control Operator's Reference Manual for Link Enable/Disable, and the Hardware Reference Manual for Hookup Information. The controller normally operates in the locked mode, where programming level commands are not accepted. It is necessary to unlock the controller to program messages, command code prefixes, timers, emergency auto dial numbers, the scheduler, etc. You do not unlock the controller to enter user and control operator level commands. However, they may be entered while the controller is unlocked by preceding them with star, star. Now we'll unlock the controller and enter some programming commands. For all of the details on unlocking and locking, see Chapter 2 in the Programming Reference Manual. Your controller was shipped with the unlock code 123-654-7890, with pound on the end when entered over the phone. You may reprogram your unlock code to any 10-digit sequence you wish, as described in Chapter 2. First, we'll set the clock calendar. It is used by the electronic mailbox for stored high and low telemetry readings and for driving the scheduler. The time and date may be included in any programmable message. Please turn to Chapter 8 in the Programming Reference Manual, Setting the Clock Calendar. Now we'll enter the unlock code through any command channel.
UL.
Right now, it's 12:30 p.m. on Sunday, October 23rd, 1988. To set the time, I'll enter star 4100 11230.
Time. UL.
The UL tells us that the controller is still unlocked and ready for more programming commands. If we were finished programming, the pound key would lock the controller back up. To set the date, I'll enter star 4101102388.
D-A-T-E. U-L.
Being that today is Sunday, to set the day of the week, I'll enter star 41020.
Zero. D-O-W-U-L.
Next, we'll program some messages into the controller. Please turn to Chapter 3 in the Programming Reference Manual. This chapter describes the message editor and lists all of the commands associated with it. Stop the tape here and reread the first few pages of the chapter. You will need a basic understanding of the message editor command structure before proceeding, as I will be helping you program several messages. As you see in Chapter 3, several commands control the message editor. Star 2 causes the controller to read back what you have entered so far. Star 1 backspaces one character, deleting it. Star 3 deletes all characters, allowing you to start over without having to reselect the message. Star 0 is probably the most important message editor command, as it writes the edited message into the controller's non-volatile memory. Please remember that these commands are only used with the message editor, and don't apply when programming command code prefixes, timers, etc. Let's program pending ID number 1. With the controller unlocked, enter star 1104.
PID 1.
I want my message to say, "This is NU6P repeater. Pause. Westlink at 9 o'clock. Using the speech vocabulary codes, the sequence will be 65, 62, 82, 06, 71, 80, 34, star 793, star 998, star 742, star 809, star 824. This can be entered all as one sequence. However, I'm going to enter a few characters at a time to be sure that I don't make a mistake.
This is NU6P repeater. West link. At 9 o'clock.
Before writing this message into the controller's non-volatile memory, we can review it with star 2.
This is NU6P repeater. West link at
9 o'clock.
Star 0 writes the message into memory.
Right. UL.
And we have just programmed one of the controller's 17 remotely programmable ID messages. I want to program a message telling system users that we are having a radio club meeting tonight. I've decided to use tail message number 3. With the controller unlocked, I'll enter star 1113.
TM3.
I want the message to say, "Radio Club meeting tonight." Using the speech vocabulary codes, the sequence is star 976, star 926, 3545.
Radio Club meeting tomorrow.
Whoa, error. I accidentally entered 55, the code for tomorrow, instead of 45 for tonight. I'll enter star 1.
Tomorrow.
There. I backspaced one character and deleted the word tomorrow. Now I can enter 45 and my mistake will be corrected.
Tonight.
To hear the whole message before writing it into memory, enter star 2.
Radio Club meeting tonight.
Star 0 writes the message into memory.
Write. UL.
Your controller stores up to 100 user call signs. These are used for the directed reverse patch, the mailbox, and for individual user access code cross-reference. I'm going to program WA6AXX into call slot 01 and NU6P into slot 02. With the controller unlocked, I'll enter star 1201 to select call slot 01.
Call.
WA6AXX is represented as 91-21-06-219292.
WA6AXX.
Star 0 writes his call into memory.
Right. UL.
Now for slot 02.
Call. NU6P. Right. UL.
The RC850 has 10 emergency autodial locations, which hold the 10 numbers of emergency services. Since the letter P is on the number 7 of touch-tone keypads, let's program the local police number into location 7. First, we'll program the response message, which will be spoken when this location is activated by system users. With the controller unlocked, enter star 1157.
ADE7.
The code for the word police is star 968.
Police.
Just as we have done before, we'll enter star 0 to write this message into memory.
Right. UL.
The emergency autodial phone numbers are loaded with commands listed in Chapter 11 of the Programming Reference Manual. Our local police number is 297-3565. To load it into location 7, I'll enter star 5207-297-3565. All is one sequence.
Two, nine, seven, three, five, six, five. UL.
Remember that star 0 isn't used here to write the phone number. It is only used for writing edited messages into memory. The controller's command code prefixes are changed with commands listed in Chapter 9 of the Programming Reference Manual. From the factory, the touch-tone pad test prefix is programmed as 5. If we wanted to change it to A3C, with the controller unlocked, we would enter star 5026 A3C.
CMDPRE. UL.
The new prefix is stored in the controller's non-volatile memory and remains until it is changed again. Chapter 7 in the Programming Reference Manual lists the timers which may be programmed. Time is entered directly in seconds as part of the programming command. Let's set the emergency autodial timer to 10 minutes. 10 minutes equals 600 seconds. So with the controller unlocked, enter *4010600. All is one sequence.
AE time out. UL.
The control operator's reference manual provides reference information for the control operator level commands. Control op commands consist of a prefix, followed by 3-digit root codes, which are listed in Chapter 3 of this manual. 4 complete sets of root codes are available, which are selected with programming commands. The command code prefix and root set can be changed at any time with commands in Chapter 9 of the Programming Reference Manual. Your controller was shipped from the factory with a control op prefix of 123 and with root set 1 selected. You don't unlock the controller to enter control operator level commands. Let's enter a few. To turn on tail message 3, which we programmed a few minutes ago, enter 123113.
TM3. Radio Club meeting tonight.
To disable the repeater, enter 123032. To re-enable it, enter 123031.
Repeater E.
The controller has over 200 control operator level commands available for selecting numerous functions. These commands may be used individually or selected as groups with macro sets. The macro sets can be selected manually by control operators and may also change automatically with the scheduler. Up to 10 control operator level commands may be mapped to user level commands, allowing 2 classes of control operators. See Chapter 15 in the Operation Manual and Chapter 12 in the Programming Reference Manual for details on macro sets and the scheduler. Let's activate some of the controller's demo messages. These are listed in Chapter 13 of the Operation Manual. Since these are user-level commands, you do not unlock the controller for them. We can request the current time with the demo prefix and 9. Enter 39.
Good afternoon. The time is 2:41.
3-3 lets us hear pending ID number 1.
This is NU6P repeater. West link at
9 o'clock.
I want to leave a message for WA6AXX in the electronic mailbox. Message 1 is call me tonight. His call sign is stored in slot 01, and mine is in 02. With mailbox prefix of 3, I'll enter 301021.
WA6AXX from NU6P. Call me tonight. Time enter
2:47 p.m.
2 days.
Now, by entering the mailbox prefix, we can find out who has messages waiting. Enter 3.
Messages 4. WA6AXX.
When WA6AXX hears that he has messages waiting, 301 will play them.
WA6AXX from NU6P. Call me tonight. Time enter
2:47 p.m.
2 days. End of messages.
301 star erases all messages for slot 01.
Cancel messages.
Chapter 13 in the Operation Manual has all of the details on mailbox operation. Before leaving your site, be sure to change the controller's on-lock codes from the factory setting for security. See Chapter 2 in the Programming Reference Manual for information on changing the on-lock codes. We hope that this tape has been helpful in getting started with your new RC850 repeater controller. If there are any questions that the manual doesn't clearly answer, please feel free to contact us here at Advanced Computer Controls. Our technical support telephone number is 408-727-3414 and is staffed Monday through Friday from 9 to noon and 12:30 to 3 p.m. West Coast time.
73 from Advanced Computer Controls.